This is a retail roundup. These are deceptive words menus use at nice restaurants to draw your eye and think, oh, I'm getting something here that's really nice. And then they charge more for it. Well, you worked the restaurant world. You know this.
And chefs do this all the time.
All the time. Pan-seared. It means fried. Pan-seared is not real.
Sounds healthier.
Yeah. Hand-cut.
Oh, yeah.
These are words that deconstructed. You see that sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
A deconstructed such and such sauce, you know. Seasonal. Opened-faced. That's just a sandwich without the bread on it.
Right. Yeah.
I
mean, it's an open sandwich. It's an open sandwich.
And it's always roast beef for some reason.
An open-faced
roast beef sandwich.
I mean, all you've done is not put the top on.
Yeah.
Big deal. It's an open-faced sandwich. Artisanal. Market-priced. Market-price. You don't even know the price. Like, oh, that must be good.
I've always been told to stay away from that.
And when you ask, if you ask a server, and I say this as somebody that served, they don't know the answer either.
About market price and so forth. Yeah.
Until they ring it in, they don't know what it is.
As a server, when somebody asks you, what do you like? Do you prefer, do you like this dish or that dish? Do you always have an answer or do you leave it open-ended?
I definitely think if you want to be a good server, have an answer.
Yes.
I mean, even if you don't wholeheartedly believe it, go with what's popular.
Yeah.
Because it's popular for a reason. So when somebody says, what do you recommend? I usually would try to give them a variety, you know, like something chicken and something beef and something lighter or, you know, have like three things ready.
You know what? I a lot of times will ask, which do you think or what do you recommend? And if they recommend stuff I wasn't interested in, I feel bad because I order something else, you know.
And they make fun of you for that,
too. Do they do that?
They'll be like, he asked me for a recommendation, and then he just said, I'll have the BLT.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
And that's funny. I never even realized.
They do that with chicken tenders, too. Like, grown adults will say, what do you recommend?
Mm-hmm.
You give them three recommendations. They say, I'll have the chicken tenders. And you knew you were going to order those chicken tenders before you asked.
Well, I usually do want the recommendation, but a lot of times they recommend stuff that I never would order.
Yeah.
And then I do something else, but I do feel bad about that.
There was a server at a restaurant in Savannah. Chris Dem and I were there when we were doing the comedy shows.
Yeah.
And this server, he gave us several recommendations. We didn't ask. He just, that was part of his spiel.
Yeah.
And he convinced all three of us that were eating to eat
that. To eat that.
He was the most convincing person ever.
And were you glad you did?
It was amazing.
Yeah. Huh. So you were right. He was right.
All three of us were very happy with food, and he recommended the best.
Okay.
Jay, you want to talk about words on menus that draw your eye and really don't mean anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. My wife and I went to Miami Beach a couple months ago, and we went to this restaurant, and they had a preserved tuna sandwich. And a preserved tuna salad.
Preserved.
The expression preserved tuna. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they asked if I wanted sparkling water or still. And I said sparkling. So they brought this bottle of carbonated water.
Yeah.
They're just going to hit it out of the soda gun or something.
Yep.
So the turns out preserved tuna is like bumblebee. It's out of the can.
Oh, I see.
Finest.
I had a tuna fish sandwich. She had a tuna fish salad. I had carbonated water. The bill came to $85.
Yeah, sounds about right. Is that crazy or what? I know.
Preserved tuna.
Well, that canned stuff is preserved.
Oh, thank you, Jay. The other one on here was fresh cracked eggs. And people are like, well, obviously. You're just going to crack them. That's hilarious, Jay. Thank you. Myrtle Beach, Doug, you're talking about these words on menus that lead you to order and make the restaurants extra money. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Myrtle Beach, Doug here.
Yes, sir.
So y'all are talking about all the trappings of the menus. Well, remember, down here in Myrtle Beach, they've gotten in trouble for it. Locally sourced shrimp.
Yes, they have.
And they have always gotten them from, like, the Gulf of Mexico or something like that. Oh, I'm sorry, the Gulf of America.
That's right.
And that happens down here. There was the big lawsuit about it. And, yeah, they'll say locally sourced shrimp, and then they put maybe the little asterisk down there or something. And, that's just a total
That's logic. A big deal. Yeah. Locally sourced. That's right. Very good point. Thank you, Myrtle Beach, Doug. And I hear menus also, like, they'll put things at the eye line for what you want to want. They want you to order. And they'll put a box around it or something, you know, and it's a more expensive thing.
He brought up I've seen this before, line caught.
Line caught.
As opposed to, like, net?
Yeah. Yeah, they
Yeah, like instead of just a big net, it's like this was line caught.
People ask so many questions, you know, when it comes to salmon, they're like, is it wild caught or farm raised? Because I think it has to do with hormones in their diet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I get it, but how do you just eat?
Do you
Just eat.
Just order something and
eat. That should be on a shirt. Just eat.
You know,
actually, that could be your restaurant. No questions. Just
is that
eat.
What they're thinking? Yeah. Just eat. Yeah. Just eat it. Enough already.
Did this salmon die naturally by banging itself on the rocks? Sure.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Yes. When I was really trying to eat healthy, I was in Costco and they offered me like some bread. It was a sample. And I said, no, I'm eating healthy. And as I wanted to announce it. And as I walked by, I heard the guy say to his friend or whoever's next to him, like, just eat the damn thing. Just God, shut up.
Yeah.
You were expecting somebody to say, good for you.
I was. They were like, it's a tiny, tiny piece of bread. Yeah. Just eat it. Come on. Which is what reminded me when you just said, just eat the thing. You know? Although farm raised is different than wild caught.
And people feel very strongly about that. They will change their order over it.
To be honest, the farm raised may taste better, but it's not as good for you. I mean, it's like
I thought that most people they like the wild caught.
Wild caught, yeah. Because farm raised, I mean, they're just laying around
thick
in a thick,
laying
there. They're great. Yeah, they're much better.
Delicious.
Yeah,
it's much better. I know exactly.